This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is hour number one for some of you, hour number two for others, hour number three for yet other people who are engaged in the conversation of the day. Wednesday, the 14th of February, may I be the first to wish Jennifer Horn a happy Valentine's Day.
Oh,
Victoria
Keelan,
a happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Kara Schillen, a happy Valentine's Day. And I'll wish myself a happy Valentine's Day, because I probably won't get it from anywhere else. So happy Valentine's Day.
You'll get it from us.
Okay, yeah, hooray. Yes.
Happy Valentine's.
So, happy Valentine's.
The kids like to say Valentine's Day.
Valentine's, that's right. You remember that, too. Yes, that's right. That's really very true. Very observant. So let's get to the trending items, Victoria. Is there anything but the circle of gold, circle of silver, circle of bronze that is going on that people have on the top of their mind, the Olympics?
Yeah, two big things that are trending this morning, of course. As you said, the circle of gold is a big story. Shaun White made Team USA history. He became the 100th all-time Winter Olympic gold medalist. So he won a gold medal, and it happened to be the 100th one that we've won as Team USA in the Winter Games. So congratulations to him. It was his third career gold medal in the men's snowboard halfpipe. And the other big story is Stormy Daniels. That name is back, and it's not just because Kylie Jenner
is in the Olympics.
Name is Stormy as well.
What does she do in the Olympics?
Yeah, exactly. The different kind of Olympics, maybe.
Yeah.
but so she's back in the headlines.
Olympic. Instead of using L and the two I's, you could use X X X.
Is she having the Super Bowl?
Yeah, the X Games.
I like that.
Well, right. So she's back in the headlines because President Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is now saying that he personally paid Stormy Daniels the $130,000, and it came out of his own pocket, and he said he was never reimbursed by the Trump campaign. This was in response to accusations that the money had come from campaign. It was basically a campaign finance issue, and so he says that it actually came out of his own pocket and there was no violation that occurred. And the weird thing about this story that is that it keeps coming up and that she's back in the spotlight again. And the other thing that's a little odd about this is that there was apparently a written statement that she signed saying that the sexual encounter between her and the president never happened. But then when she was on Jimmy Kimmel, I guess 2 weeks ago, he, I think, had a copy of this statement, and she didn't say anything about it except that it didn't look like her signature. So she sort of implied, with dancing around an NDA, that she never wrote the statement, she never signed it, and that someone else had forged her signature. So there's still some weird elements to the story, but at least now we know something did actually happen, and that his personal lawyer is the one who actually paid her. It didn't come from the Trump campaign.
All right. So can we go back to the Olympics and Shaun White and whatever he violated by wrapping himself up in the flag, the code of ethics, morals? What is this violation that seems to be on people's minds, and it made a lot of people uncomfortable? So who saw that?
I don't know what you're talking about. You mean just
really?
Because he had the flag wrapped around his shoulders?
Yeah.
All the athletes do that.
Really?
Yeah,
so
I haven't heard
there...
Well, why don't you tell us then what
you
heard?
Okay. His score was, 97.75? He did very, very well. He did what most of the athletes do. You're right. He hugged a lot of people, celebrated, cried, and was handed the American flag.
Mm-hmm.
The flag ended up being the only part that didn't go off well, according to this observer anyway. As he passed the flag to his right hand, the hand that was clutching his snowboard. The flag ended up on the ground, and it was dragged through the snow while he walked off the hill. There's a video of this, and it explains how the sort of scene works out. And as is the case with so many people who have so little to do in their lives, there was a mountain of on Twitter anyway, that fans, if you will, or viewers found this thing to be unacceptable. The
I'm
fact
so
that he dragged the
this.
Flag on... Yeah, I am too, actually. But I thought it was interesting that it was the lead story on the NBC site that I'm looking at right now.
He literally just won gold for the United States. How much more patriotic can you get than that? I don't know. I get very frustrated because I understand the importance of the flag, but no one follows the rules of the flag. I mean, people leave their flags out in all kinds of weather. You're not supposed to leave it out when it's raining. You're not supposed to leave it up if it has any kind of hole in it, if it's not in pristine condition. No one follows the rules, and yet everyone critiques it. I'm sure half of these people think that they're being super patriotic by leaving a flag up on, you know, their staff all the time or having it on their car or something. You're not supposed to do any of that. So I just...
That's actually a really great point, Kara. I'm so tired of these people. It's you know, it's people saying about whether it's the anthem. Unless you're standing in your living room every single time the anthem is played anywhere on TV, then you don't have a horse in the race with the argument about kneeling or standing for the anthem. It's the same thing with the flag. I'm watching the video of him now. It fell off his shoulders. He's crying hysterically with his mom. Come on. If people want to criticize that, then that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, you lose me with the national anthem because I think that's just ridiculous that people will still take a knee when they're making millions of dollars a year on a football field. But when it comes to this Olympic thing, you could tell he's overcome with emotion. And
if anyone is to be blamed, it's the person
strange.
Who hands him the flag, not him. I mean, is he responsible for holding the flag up when he just won gold and he is obviously hysterical? I don't think that's his responsibility in that moment.
Here's one of the people on the other side, a fellow named Adams, who writes, I'm giving Sean a pass on the flag dragging. He was super emotional trying to gather his gear, had a lapse in judgment. This is a one-time pass. Congratulations, bro. You made us proud. That what I think I'm going to do
lapse in
now,
judgment. It's not even a judgment.
I think intentional disrespect is different than an accident.
Right. And so here's what I think I'm going to do. As I saw this earlier this morning, I was thinking to myself, do we need to or do I need to? You do what you want. All of you explain yourselves and your thoughts well, and I don't put thoughts into your head whether we agree or disagree, but I'm really thinking seriously, especially since now I've sort of gotten onto Twitter, started to play with it a little bit. But I don't know that I want to keep going to these things which seem to, and remind me of this, please, all three of you, remind me that I said this is what I want to do. The productive value of having conversations like we just did based on goading from some clown in the news media or somebody who is a clown on Twitter or some other piece of social media that takes apart something that really doesn't need to be, we wouldn't in the normal, if we, I guess my judgment is, what would we say or do or know if it were not for Twitter or social media? And is that the way to approach things, conversations, things that are controversial, not to take what is in social media, but just to sort of make our own observations? But then, if that was the case, in this circumstance, I wouldn't have brought this up, because it was a complete social media story. Backed up by some video that shows the guy dragged his flag on the ground. Yeah, I'm with all of you. I think this is becoming the height of foolishness and damaging. These guys who have done well, why would you want to damage the way they feel or diminish what they've done?
Well, that's what Twitter is. It's just these armchair quarterbacks, and the hypocrisy is just off the charts. And that's really what I mean about, like, the anthem and stuff. I don't agree with kneeling for the anthem. I would personally never do it. But I'm just saying that people who want to be the ones who are criticizing this constantly, the hypocrisy, they're not doing it themselves the right way. And like Kara said, people aren't treating the flag the correct way in their own lives. And it's just, Twitter is the center of the universe of hypocrisy, and that's what bothers me the most. I can't stand hypocrisy.
Yeah. So then there's this other stuff, and it is taking its toll on, especially because of the Olympics now, the sports talk radio shows. There's a station in Boston that the last couple of weeks has just had stupid things, or people that are on the air, stupid things to say about members of the Patriots. There's a guy at KNBR in San Francisco who made a remark about Chloe Kim. She's a hot piece of A, this kind of stuff. And then it brings all of this because Barstool Radio, right, exactly, on some of these radio stations.
Who actually made that comment?
Some guy. Connor on KNBR in San Francisco.
So isn't it interesting that in the wake of the Me Too movement that we're all ensconced in, that someone is dumb enough to keep going at the approaching things in a sexist, ridiculous way that it's so stupid to me. You're literally good for you because you're putting your own career in jeopardy if you want to keep making comments like
that. Well, the guys who made the comments in Boston on WEEI were both fired. One of them said something about Tom Brady's child.
And that was just dumb because Tom Brady has gone on that station like every week forever. Yeah. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
You know where your bread is buttered. Come on.
Uh-uh.
Crazy.
Just really the judgment. And one wonders then again why we see this sort of thing going on. And is there a culture now that's been developed that shows little respect, little regard, or not even any feelings about, in many instances, they don't even get it. Because with all the boys, what about a piece of A?
Oh, let's call her a piece of A and she's 17. It's, come on, it's disgusting.
Right. Okay. Happy Valentine's Day. Here we are at 19 past the hour. The DJV show is on the air.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Jim, would you sponsor my son in the fun run?
Sure. Here's a dollar.
Jim, I know a senior manager with your experience makes between $100,000
and
$132,000.
Oh, there's five.
Thanks. Hey, Sue, the director with a median salary of $95,000. Got a sec?
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site according to ComScore total visits.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
This time of year, I don't have kids. I have eligible dependents. I'm not just a woman. I'm the head of household. And I don't file taxes. I file a 1099 with Schedule C and Form 5329.
Staples has everything you need for tax season, including the latest software like TurboTax. So get the help you need to file with confidence. And now TurboTax is up to $15 off at Staples.
Now I have to take my eligible dependents to soccer practice.
Staples. Less tax stress equals more tax success. Expires 2/17/18.
Thank you.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Time at 23 and change after the hour on the DJV show for Jennifer Horn to entertain Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and me with her update on television tonight.
And my balloon animals. Are you excited?
Who's your balloon animal?
Yeah. Do you want me to make you a poodle while I do this? Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. The Olympics tonight. We always start with what's on with the Olympics. And tonight in prime time, it's figure skating, alpine skiing. What is skeleton?
Skeleton.
Isn't that the one where they lose or something, right?
It says men's skeleton. The pairs free skating finals will also be held. Okay, so we got that. I don't know. We'll skip the skeleton part. Speed skating also tonight. So, you know, tweet me, at Jennifer Horn. What the heck is skeleton? Admittedly, I do not watch them. So there you go. That's it's on like, NBC's primetime coverage.
It's like luge, but on your stomach is what it looks like to
me.
Oh,
wow. That's the first one.
Yeah.
That's stupid. That's not a skeleton. All right, if the Olympics are not your thing, a couple of things to tell you about. First, if you like American Crime Story, the focus is on the assassination of Gianni Versace, and that is on FX tonight at 10 p.m. Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Pretty exciting stuff there. Celebrity Big Brother is on again. I feel like it's always on.
Oh, my God.
And the house guests are competing for the next head of household. That's new on CBS at 8 o'clock. The Amazing Race is new on CBS at 9 o'clock. And Match Game. Dougie, you were saying you were watching some video, game shows. The Match Game is new on ABC at 10 p.m.
What I've said about the Match Game is that they really aren't celebrities for the most part. They may be people who have done something of note, but I didn't recognize the last two or three times I've seen it. I enjoy it in part because I sort of get a kick out of the quirkiness of Alec Baldwin, who just had a hip replacement done, I think, a couple of days ago. You know, you've watched him walk around on that show, as a matter of fact. He has a hard time walking around because he had a bad hip. But he's got the old pencil microphone that was used by the original host of the original Match Game. So they recreated that. Plus the fact he's giving his salary to some organization that whatever he's getting paid. And I would think for a show like that, they'd have to pay him a couple of million bucks for a season. So he's giving that to some charity, which I thought was interesting and nice. 25 past the hour, music time now here on the DJV show with the iHeart Country Music Festival back in the focus.
Hi, Luke.
Say what?
Which boyfriend is that?
I hear my boyfriend. I hear Luke.
Oh.
Luke Bryan, Keith Urban, Sugarland, Dan and Shay, Dustin Lynch, Luke Combs. Who are Dan and Shay? Don't know those two.
I feel like they might be married, actually.
It's two guys, that it, so probably not.
Yeah, you sure? It could be
in country music? I even think probably not.
Who am I thinking of? There's another couple acts that sound like that. Dan and Shay are up and coming. I've heard of them. I couldn't name a song. But they do a lot of opening for some of the big acts that I've on tour. So, so they're up and comers for sure.
So if you're interested in this and you buy a ticket, you'll also be happy to know that they're going to give $1 for the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Every ticket that's sold, $1 comes out of it to go into the fund.
Cool.
So that's, that is good. It's going to be in Austin, May the 5th, streamed live on all the iHeart Country stations. And is for those of you who have iHeart Radio, which is now something I've noticed as an aside as a radio person, when you're listening to radio stations, you hear something now these days that you never used to hear before, crossover promotions. So all the iHeart stations, their talk stations, AC stations, whatever their format, are plugging the streaming of iHeart Radio shows and what happens. You can get all your favorite stations, blah, 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 blah. So anyway, let's see. Who else is in this, Jennifer? Cole Swindell, Maren Morris, Billy
Currington. You're listening
Currington,
to Maren now.
John Pardee, Brett Young.
It's a huge lineup. Those are all really big names in country music. So that's really cool about the iHeart. The iHeart events is that they can bring in, they have the power to bring in all of these big stars into one place, which makes it fun.
It's always hosted by Ryan Seacrest. He's got a deal.
Yeah.
28 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
Success breeds envy. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The more successful you become, the more envy you will draw from others. People will be jealous of what you have and of what you've accomplished. And when people are struggling in envy, they tend to lash out. So be mindful that the more successful you become, the more others will try to tear you down. My advice to you is to reframe how you see the hatred and envy coming your way. For example, you might just look at envy as a compliment. It's a marker in the path to success that everyone encounters. And it's not good or bad or right or wrong. It's just a natural part of the evolution of success. The more successful you are, the more others will want what you have. And if they can't get what you have, they'll try to tear you down to what they have. But as my good friend, the NFL legend, Ray Lewis, says, just keep going on. To hear more from Ray and me, listen to our podcast, Tackling Life.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-215-1792. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-215-1792. 1-800-215-1792.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Listen to the DJV show, and I'll prove that someday. But right now, hopefully it's good for your head. And that's the thing that we're most concerned about, what's in your head and what's on your heart. It's the DJV show, full of heart, because today is Valentine's Day. So big hearts aimed at Jennifer Horn. Send her a happy Valentine's Day at Jennifer Horn. A wish at On Air Victoria. A wish to at C. Shillen. S-H-I-L-L-E-N-N, not the, well, that's the least obvious way of, well, of all the names of the ladies here. That one's the hardest one to spell, I think, if you don't keep two L's. You can spell it S-H-I-E-N.
Yep. Now you're just kidding.
Now we have no hope of anyone
ever spelling it right.
Today is Valentine's Day. began as St. Valentine's Day, which was a liturgical celebration of one of the early Christian saints named Valentinius. It's the 14th of February, first became associated with romantic love during the High Middle Ages as the tradition of courting love was flourishing at the time. During 18th century England, the day evolved into an occasion in which lovers expressed their feelings, their big hearts, and warmth for others by presenting flowers, also offering confectionery goodies, and sending cards. So Hallmark went into business officially 1843 or something like that when the first cards were sent. I don't know that. I'm just making that up. Valentine's Day, 64% of singles who want to date people who share their political beliefs. That's one of the polls on Valentine's Day. Who do you want to date? In terms of political points of view, 64% responding said they want to date somebody who shares their political beliefs. So I would ask that Jennifer be the first to acknowledge whether Jeff and you share the same political beliefs.
Yeah, Jeff switched it up a little bit when he started dating me, or at least he says he didn't, but I kind of think he did. You know, I think a good spirited debate is actually kind of hot. I don't have a problem with that because I'm not one of those people who hates people that don't think like me, so I'm pretty much okay with in my life that I love not agreeing on certain things. That being said, I think that your political outlook does affect how you do important things in relationships, finances, kids, those types of things. So I think
how
if
so?
You find, well, I think that when you, I think it's just one of those things where you find some alignment and it's easier. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there might be certain things you, especially when you raise kids, I think there are differences based on your political perspectives. And I'm not saying one way is right and one way is wrong. I just think that those things can be closely linked. And so it probably does make it easier for your long-term success as a couple if you don't have major fundamental differences in life philosophy, but well, in life philosophy in general, not just politics or who you like as president. For me, politics goes much deeper than who's in the White House or who's sitting in the governor's mansion. It's really more about what your fundamental beliefs are. So of course it makes it easier, but I don't think you should be the exact carbon copy of your partner. That's just boring.
Yeah. All right, so Victoria, does Lewis agree with you on, all political matters, but any political matters?
Well, he's not political at all, so the only things that would be really important to me that I wouldn't be able to be with someone who didn't feel the same way about women's rights and equal pay and things like that, those types of things that I consider to be moral issues. Yeah. So if he didn't agree with that, then that would be a non-starter. But other than that, if his whole family are very, very, very staunchly Republican, and so he's been raised in a very different environment than I was raised in, but I respect his beliefs. If he's more fiscally conservative about certain things, it's fine with me. I don't care. So, and we talk about issues sometimes when it comes up, especially during the election. We had a lot of stuff that we talked about, and just I needed to see that he agreed with me on the stuff that is just fundamentally essential. So beyond that, we
right,
totally disagree.
That's the way you feel about him. What does he feel about you turning it around somewhere? Is he feeling the same urge to have certain things in sync, or does it make a difference to him at all?
You know, I don't think it matters to him. Well, I don't want to say it doesn't matter. Anything political has never really mattered to him. That's just so off his radar. So if I was totally apolitical, it wouldn't bother him. If I was super, super political, I don't think it would bother him either. That's just something that he doesn't get worked up about.
Mm-hmm. I find you this is not part of the conversation about loving. I find you to be reasonable. I say that.
Thank you.
Some of the
that's
people
a compliment. In today's political climate, that's a compliment.
Right.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, and this is why you survive, because some of the others, Jennifer will attest to the fact that we've had other ladies on the program who were not very flexible when it came to their political beliefs, and they didn't survive because they were annoying to listen to. It's okay to have, I think it's important, by the way, to have different points of view on certain things, because it's stimulating, and you need to keep, as you just said, boring. Why would you want to have a boring relationship with anybody? That doesn't,
right.
That's a recipe for disaster.
I'll never forget the last one you brought in that I never knew, but apparently hated me. Had no idea.
But the reason she didn't like you was about politics, which is stupid. Why would you not like somebody because they have a different political point of view?
And go, hey, good morning, blah blah blah. It was like probably. First of all, I mean this in all sincerity, and I said this about Lewis when we first started dating. If you don't like Jennifer, there's something wrong with you.
Yes, and I said that
about Lewis when my mom said, oh, what's he like? And I said, you know, honestly, if you can't get along with Lewis and if you don't like him, there's something wrong with you. And it's the same thing with Jennifer.
Yeah. All right. So, Kara, I don't want to put you on the hot seat because you don't necessarily have anybody at the moment who you would ask about political.
Why do you do this to her? She's a young, vibrant
Kara.
Woman. She doesn't need a man.
Seriously, I just it's these constant reminders. Hey, I know that you probably you're single.
All right, so
you're
how
single.
Do I handle
single.
It?
It's just reminding
Tell me how
again.
You want me to handle it because you are single and you are eligible.
What are you looking for in a partner? Yeah. Does this matter in
That's
your
good.
Search?
Thank you, Jennifer. That? Okay, you can do that one. Yeah.
Should bring my red pen in.
Yeah, I don't know. My parents are in different political parties. Neither of them are super political, but I grew up in a family where it was not that important.
Let me guess. Your father's a Republican.
Yes. Right. But it's, I mean, that's what he's registered. I don't think that he, I don't
These know. Days, hard for people unless they're, well, I'm, oops.
I don't.
I just edited myself. Stop. Go ahead, Kara.
I don't, the most political, I don't think that they talk about politics that much. They don't really talk about it that much with me. I'm generally, if we talk about it, I'm the one who's instigating it. But in my own life, I find myself, I think, personally, I feel like I'm pretty reasonable. I feel like I'm pretty rational. I'm, you know, that's just how I try to live my life. So it's not the most important thing, but I kind of am on the same page as Victoria. There are some things, like, especially with the Me Too movement. Mm-hmm. Domestic violence, sexual assault, those things have always been very, very, very important issues to me. And if someone was, like, on the complete other side and, like, you know, didn't think that... I don't know. I could never be with a person who didn't agree with me on those issues or didn't feel the same way. And I, same as Jen said, sometimes political issues, if someone doesn't feel the same way, it just makes life harder because, you know, you're just disagreeing about things that you shouldn't be disagreeing about. Or I don't know. It just makes life harder if you disagree on stuff. So,
all right. So let me sort of back this up a little bit because we are talking about something that for some folks is very important. But when it comes, and I bring it in because I think on Valentine's Day, it's a good time to talk about what it is about the other person in your life that you really like and things that may be somewhat distracting, but you don't focus on those because rather than politics or some other thing, what really, not only on Valentine's Day, but 365 days a year, if you're in love with somebody, then that love is the bridge between you and everything. If you are a person, and there's a lot of discussion. I was talking about this actually.
I don't know
with
if I buy that. I think that sounds really pretty, but I don't know if I buy that.
Well, I think I haven't finished explaining it, but I think that what I'm aiming for is a conversation that I had with the brain doctor last week, talking about brain science and what the people who study brains sort of affirm these days when they look at a person. Who would be in a room, let's say, what gets the neurons and flick-ons and whatever in your brain working? And there's various, in these tests for your brain, there are various things that stimulate response. Mm-hmm. And when you're in love with somebody or you have love for someone, there's two different ways that they are measured in terms of the brain. If you're in love with somebody, then there's a certain connection that gets made physically, psychologically, emotionally, all that stuff. And then the business of loving oneself and loving others, not in a sexual, romantic way, but just in terms of what you feel, for example, I would say what I felt for my children. And most others who have children would probably say the same thing. And the regions of the brain that regulate how you think about protecting those who with whom you are sharing a love experience, not necessarily just a physical love experience. Although, interestingly enough, he gave me the results of a survey that showed what happened, the pain as it's measured in your head from a broken bone, or the pain in your head that's measured from a broken heart. And it's really very interesting to see your system function and how with these studies, for example, if you have a broken heart, it impairs your immune system. People who have broken hearts get sick, but they haven't really been physically exposed. They just, their bodies let down, and the other way around, love relationships, meaningful relationships between people. For example, when I talk about the three of you, I didn't have this test. We were just looking at results of it. But I'm sure if somebody were measuring my brain waves when I talked about all of you together or individually, it would show that I was happier when I talked about you than if I was just flatlined and not having a conversation. I don't know. I want to be. But, well, you understand.
Let's not do that.
So compared to being flatlined, guys, I like talking to you, and it shows in my brain waves.
You know what I mean.
And I get it. I do believe that there are differences in your brain. How many times do you see people who've been married a long time die of what they call a broken heart?
Yeah, broken heart. Yes.
And so I do believe there's something to that. I do believe, though, that in some people's relationships, sometimes if you are really fundamentally different, love sometimes isn't enough. And you can be totally in love with someone and still not have a successful relationship. I think that's very possible.
That, hello.
Hello.
Ding, 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 ding. Yes, that is very true. All right, so this is that's the kind of good stuff that brings people around to thinking. These folks are very smart, and they're saying what I'm thinking. All right, let me spend a minute here, or have you spend a minute, because we ought to go to the sports. Haven't talked about the Olympics in this half hour yet. I want to know why Olympians are getting stuffed tigers. If we talk about the flag and they get the medal and stuff, but a lot of people are noticing that Olympic athletes have these stuffed white tigers after they win. Is this something just for the North Koreans because of panda bears or something? What's the story here? Who knows the story? Jennifer.
Well, sure, I can do that. A lot of viewers, as you mentioned, Doug, have noticed that these Olympic athletes are clutching these stuffed white tigers after their wins in Pyeongchang, but they're left wondering why exactly this is happening. So before they get their medals, the top three finishers in each event are first given small stuffed tigers of the Olympic mascot named Suho Rang. How about that? Is that pretty good? The tigers wear a gold, silver, and a bronze hat and a paper flower known as a Usawa. I'm going to go again there with some other terms. I'm hoping, with all respect, this is not meant to murder any of the language.
Amarosa Usawa.
The stuffed animals replace the floral bouquets that have traditionally been given to medal winners after each event. It's over. The white tiger is considered Korea's guardian animal, and Suho means protection in Korean, while Rang means tiger. The winners receive their actual medals at a second ceremony each night in the Medals Plaza in Pyeongchang. That differs from the Summer Olympics, where winners receive their medals right after the events are over, right after the end of the events, they get their medals. There's a nightly ceremony during the Summer Games, and that would take too long because there are more events and athletes competing in the Winter Olympics, so that's where the tiger comes from.
Victoria, Notre Dame is going to have to vacate 21 wins over the last, three, four, five seasons?
Yeah, over the between 2012 and 2013 seasons, they've had to vacate 21 different wins, and they lost an appeal to the NCAA. This was a case of ethical conduct that was violated. There were student-athlete trainers who were basically doing homework for the athletes and passing tests for them. It's kind of the same old, keep the dumb football players on the team. And so they all got caught, and so now it takes their the overall Notre Dame wins down. So the interesting thing, too, though, they also have to forfeit. They had an undefeated season in 2012, and that whole season gets wiped off the books, including the 9-4 game in 2013 that when they beat Rutgers in the Pinstripe Bowl. So I haven't heard yet if they have to return the money that they won for that bowl game, but I'm assuming they would have to give that back.
Yep. All right. Well, the trash needs to get picked up, and so they've done that there. And it's about time some of those things were reckoned with. 10 before the hour.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Say hi to the folks listening in Atlanta to the DJV show. Hi. It is Wednesday the 14th. I don't know if it's Valentine's on our mind, but technology as it affects our lives. That's always what we have here in Tech Talk Time, which Victoria will get to in just a moment after these important technical assumptions or assertions.
The Geek Out. Microsoft is making some cool PCs, and they're affordable. They've recently rolled out a new Surface laptop, dropping the price to $800, and that's a great price point for a computer totally capable of your average office or student everyday use. Now, it does come loaded with a restricted version of Windows 10, but you can get the Pro version of the operating system for $50. Now, if you need a computer more powerful and capable for things like media editing or graphics, Microsoft also has rolled out a new version of the Surface Book, the 2, at a price point of $1,200, which is a $300 price reduction. You can find all the details about both the new Surface Laptop and Surface Book 2 in our Twitter timeline, at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
At 55 past the hour, Victoria has a focus on Twitter, and now that we seem to be, I think I'm concerned, maybe because I'm just getting myself involved in Twitter, as to how far I want to go with it. So what's going on with this Republican congressional candidate?
Well, whatever you do on Twitter these days, make sure that it's not racist. And that's pretty much the message, not that you would ever do that, I'm saying in general. That's the message that Twitter is sending. They said they were going to crack down on this type of stuff, and they are. Wisconsin Republican congressional candidate Paul Nehlen has been banned from Twitter after he posted a racially insensitive tweet about Meghan Markle. And the tweet had an edited version of one of Meghan and Harry's engagement photos, and in the image of the couple, he took her face out and replaced her face with Cheddar Man. Now, Cheddar Man is a dark-skinned prehistoric man who lived in ancient Britain. It would be the same thing as putting any type of caveman image in her face as a replacement. And then he captioned it, "Honey, does this tie make my face look pale?" Which is just also stupid. And it's not the first time this guy's been criticized.
You know what Twitter does? It does show you. It pretty much proves who the stupid are, because stupid are as stupid does as stupid does as stupid are. You get that from people.
Yeah, he's been criticized in the past. He's made some racist and anti-Semitic comments. He went on to former KKK leader David Duke's podcast last month and talked about supporting white nationalism, and a Twitter spokesperson said that he has been permanently suspended for repeated violations of its terms of service, so he will no longer have a platform on Twitter.
Yeah, all right. There's no harm in that, it would seem.
Good riddance.
Okay, yeah. So now let's move on to some iPad news, or actually this is for both iPad and iPhones.
Yes,
right?
this is not great news for Apple. We're talking about the night shift mode, which was introduced in 2016.
I have it on mine.
I use it as well. And what it does is it makes the screen look more yellow or warmer, and it takes away the blue tones. Now, they said that what it does, it aims to help you build more melatonin at night, and so you can go to sleep well. Well, it turns out it actually isn't working. And the effect that it has is just, it's barely anything. And it still is actually suppressing your melatonin production at night, which you need in order to be restful and to go to sleep. So they're saying things like, you can use it if you want, if it feels more relaxing psychologically. Sleep has a lot to do with psychology. So psychologically, if you feel that it's helping you, you can continue to use it. But in terms of when they've done brainwave testing, it actually isn't doing anything. And so the one thing they say that they are going to study next is the screen brightness. So they think that there might be a link, whatever the tone of the screen is, whether it's bluish or warmish, they think that the brightness level is actually what's keeping people awake. So that they haven't done studies on that yet. It's probably a pretty good guess, though. So if you are reading your iPad at night or your phone in bed and you have the warmer screen on, try to dim the screen as much as you can, because that seems to be what will help you go to sleep more than the actual color tone.
What a wonderful, helpful tip. That's why we're here, to help you through the day and through the night on the DJV show. Victoria Keelan with an update on some technical info that I think in that circumstance very helpful. 59 past.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.